AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Good to be with you today. It is Mardi Gras. Have you ever, Brett, been down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras?
I have not. Have you?
Yes, once. It is the time of the year where STDs become airborne viruses. My God, that is a if I go back again, this is going to be me.
Aren't we having fun here? It's great to be here. Oh my God, there's a cut in my suit.
Yeah, that's going to be me. I went down there years and years and years ago, and it was pretty debaucherous back then. It still is. It is, of course, Fat Tuesday going on today, right now. And, I kind of, to a point, one of the reasons why I went was because of my grandfather. No, not because he was a freak. No, but because he loved Dixieland band music, the traditional New Orleans jazz. And it was funny because I inherited, when he passed away, not from an airborne STD, just FYI, once again, want to clarify the record on this. Love you, Al. But when he passed away, I inherited a whole bunch of his albums and some record players, which, by the way, I show them to the kids every once in a while. I want to do an archaeological dig. It's like, take a look at these. Wow, isn't this amazing? We're going back in time. But I love that, the Dixieland jazz, the New Orleans jazz, it's got such an upbeat quality to it. It's such a vibrant music. And so I wanted to kind of go down and see what this is all about. I did actually have fun. I will say, pound for pound, that town could have some of probably the best food on the planet. I mean, that is just amazing down there. It's just brilliant. It was fun. I mean, it was an education. And we start with anatomy. Hello there. That's for beads, you say. Okay. It didn't seem like the bartering system is alive and well here, but I mean, I'm getting a better deal out of this. I'm just going to let you know. I'm going to just say, I had Econ 101 and just, I'm looking here at the fair wages issue. It's worth seeing, but once you go, you kind of get away from it. You will see, if you do go down there in Mardi Gras, you will see insanely drunk human beings. I mean, not just a bunch of guys who you can tell are a little lit, but guys who basically are so schnockered, you're like, okay, someone's got to help these people. And it's everywhere. It's like the entire town.
Philadelphia level? Eagle fans?
New Orleans is different. New Orleans is...
Yeah, they won't threaten happier. To beat you up.
No, they're not belligerent idiots. Visually do that? They're not belligerent idiots. But it is Fat Tuesday. Happy Mardi Gras to everyone. Of course, Ash Wednesday tomorrow. Matt's lover pro tip here, okay? All right, ready? Okay. It's Ash Wednesday tomorrow. If you're like me and you're Catholic, you usually give up things like sweets for Lent, which means you go get the chocolates today. Give them today. It will be a surprise. And then you can inform them, oh, by the way, eat up because tomorrow it's Lent and then you can't have any till Easter. But good luck. So you just FYI, it is Matt's pro tip. You want to be able to proactive. First time in 73 years, Lent falls on Valentine's Day. Or Ash Wednesday, I should say. Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day tomorrow. So who wants a somber bowl of soup for lovers? There you go. It's broth with bread. Enjoy.
I can picture some guys making some bad excuses. Well, I forgot a Valentine's present. It's Lent.
I gave up loving you for Lent.
Oh, man.
Well, good
that's
luck.
Go over
that's,
well.
That's not a Matt pro tip for lovers. No, that is not. Leave that one aside. You do definitely want to do that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. By ourselves today. Got plenty of time for phone calls because we got a lot of things to go over from last night. And I know people look and say, Matt, you're liberal. Liberal. You're going to be biased. Yeah, you want to know the truth? Yeah, I do want to see my team win in the same sense you want to see your team win. But I actually base my arguments on these things called facts and numbers and reality. And when I do make an argument about certain things, I generally do not go off on the fly. And as a matter of fact, my God, how many times have I been held accountable? Paul in Roseville still wants my head on a spit. Is she still out there patrolling the parking lots? Yeah, she wants me. She wants me to take me down. You're the worst! And she's a Democrat, too. So I've done my job. But we had a special election last night. And we, of course, had 23B, the Republican one down there, Tony Cornish's seat. Senate District 54, Bingham won. The Democrat held that seat. And then there was an interesting court ruling yesterday we have to talk about, because all of this plays into the mess the Republicans are in. But I'm going to first start off with what people might think would be, oh, the depressing thing, Matt, the loss. Oh, I bet you're depressed about the loss. No, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I think Melissa Wagner did a heck of a job. I mean, absolutely a heck of a job in 23B. And she did something pretty remarkable in regards to the distance here, the wage. I went and looked things up here in the past. In 2012 and 2014, Tony Cornish, the Democrats didn't even run a candidate against him. That's how much of a Republican district that is. They didn't even run, they didn't even run a candidate against him. You know, they did. I mean, it was just, what's the point? In 2016, they did run a Democrat against him. The difference was 67 to 33. I'm not mistaken, that's 34 points difference, right? 34, 67 minus 33, 34, right? Pretty still overwhelming Democratic loss there. Trump won that race. He basically, he carried that district pretty soundly. Melissa Wagner lost 19 points. And you say, well, Matt, that's not exactly something I'd be bragging about. And I can understand that. I can easily understand that. But that's a 15-point differential. And one of the things we have to put into perspective is the Republicans actually did spend a lot of money in that seat because they were concerned that that race was going to get closer, which it did. And it did dramatically when it came down to the difference between it. 34 was the last time. This wasn't even 2 years ago. It's 15 months ago. 15 months ago. This was a 34-point seat. It's now 19. It's a 15-point difference. Cliff Schechter saw my post on this. He immediately came on out and said, that actually sizes up exactly with what you're seeing nationwide, is that 15 points is gone the other way, which is not a drop in the bucket. This is not a 4-point swing. I'll get to 54. 54 was a bit different. But this race sizes up perfectly what is going on to the Republican Party nationally. 34-point leads don't come down to 19-point leads just instantly. That is a huge that's a huge step forward in a district where we didn't even run candidates in two of the last, four elections. We didn't even run someone there. And once again, if this was a regular election, trust me, 23B would not have gotten the money that it did for this special election. You had not only Republican Party money, but you had tons and tons of outside of the Republican Party mantle money, but right-leaning groups that were pouring money into that district, overwhelmingly favoring the Republican, and they still lost 15. That is... You know, I know some people are like, well, Matt, I don't know if that's I don't think that that's necessarily a great sign. No, that's a huge sign. That is a huge sign. Looking at 54, Bingham wins. Now, Let's look at that race as a whole. First of all, Dan Schoen resigns. So you do have, you know, a bit of a scarred seat there to a point, you know, because of the situation. And once again, that didn't have anything to do with Carla Bingham, but it did, you know, it does play a role there. And this 54 district, it's interesting. I was looking at this race, the district in regards to the presidential election of 2016. 54A voted for Hillary Clinton. 54B overwhelmingly voted for Trump, which I believe is the Hastings. 54B is the Hastings area. There was an insane amount of right-wing money pouring into that race. And the reason why was simply this, is that with Fischbach becoming the new lieutenant governor, if they could have picked up Schoen's seat, well, then this entire thing about who, you know, whether or not Fischbach stays a senator or doesn't stay a senator becomes moot. She could resign. The Republicans would still have the majority. They desperately wanted that seat. That is why they went and got Denny McNamara and got him to run in that district. And they pulled out probably the most popular Republican in the district, the best chance they had of picking up that seat. They gave him a massive money advantage. And what did it get them? In a seat that was basically vacated because of scandal. What did it get them? 2 points. The last election in 2016, the Democrat won there by 6. Carla Bingham won by 4 points. And the reason why is because Democrats showed up. If that race happened, if that special election race happened in early 2016, 2 years ago, McNamara would have won that race by, I don't know, 20 points. He would have. That was them throwing everything in the kitchen sink at a seat to try to win it, and they failed. This does not bode well for the Republican Party. This does not. We got a lot more on that to come up, but let's get some phone calls really quick. Brad is in Robbinsdale. He wanted to chime in on Pawlenty. Welcome on in, Brad.
Yes. Years ago, I saw a great T-shirt, Troubles I Have Pawlenty. So, Matt, do you think the split decision yesterday will cause Tiny Tim Pawlenty to decide to drop the puck?
Here's what I think. Here's what I honestly do think about Tim Pawlenty in this case, Brad. I'll tell you what. Actually, what I'm going to do, this is called a teaser. I'm going to whet your appetite. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'll get John's call, and then I'll explain exactly what I think. That if I'm Tim Pawlenty, I am running away from this governor's race faster than anything, because it's not the 54 race you look at. It's the 15-point swing in 23B. With the money advantage. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Saturdays at 1 p.m., you have a chance at a fresh start, a new beginning. Hi, everybody. This is Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start. Join us Saturdays at 1 p.m. for New Beginnings with Freddie Bell on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman, and this Valentine's Day, I want you to stop at Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. Jimmy and Helene Pessis have created a family atmosphere where generations of Twin City customers have made it their jewelry store. At Continental Diamond, you can shop without pressure because no one works on commission. In addition to the outstanding selection of jewelry and watches, on Valentine's Day only, they'll be hosting R.J. Kramer Flowers and L'Amour Chocolates for those last-minute shoppers. Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hi, friends. I've been talking to you about Minnesota's first green cemetery, Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's an entirely new way of looking at our last earthly step. Burials are designed to have as little impact on the environment as possible. For many of us, a continuation of the commitment we made during our lifetimes. Let me suggest you go to the website, mngreengraves.com. Explore what it is. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens. It's a lovely place, a peaceful place. Minnesota's first green cemetery.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know that Better Energy is finally affordable. With All Energy Solar, Minnesota's number one local home solar provider, you can go solar with little or no money down. Qualified property owners could even see a return on investment in less than 1 year. Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Incentive Program is available first come, first serve, and federal tax credits are available for a very limited time. Schedule your free solar assessment today. Visit allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Brett brought up a good point. He said, can you really feel that good about 54? Because that was a really close race. That was 4 points.
Well, I was looking the last election. I think the Democrat won by slightly bigger margins.
Six.
That's my only.
It was six.
Big concern with that. It was not a big, but sort of a concern.
But what it was. But let's take once again. Carla Bingham is a relative unknown outside of local community government circles. Denny McNamara is the Republican superstar of 54. I mean, he was a guy that held that seat for many years. They pulled him out of retirement to run for that race. And, you know, he was, you know, and with it, I mean, that race was looking like it was going to be 10 points until we started seeing more results coming in from the Hastings area, and it tightened up. But when you factor in the overwhelming Republican right-leaning money advantage, the name recognition, and the fact that that was an open seat because of a scandal on the DFL side, the fact that it was still a 4-point win, and they threw everything in the kitchen sink at Carla Bingham, and she still won. That's my point. I think that if you're looking for a result that should scare Tim Pawlenty, and I'll get more back to this in a second, the 23B one should scare you because that's a 20. This one does have some outliers which change the dynamic, but the fact that this was probably going to be one of the best opportunities for a Republican to pick up a Democratic seat in 2018, period, and they threw everything in the kitchen sink at them and it still didn't work, I actually take that as a pretty substantial win. And once again, they desperately wanted that seat because then it gets rid of the Fischbach issue, which I'll get back to here in a second. John is in South St. Paul. John, thank you very much for holding. Welcome on in.
How you doing today, Matt?
I'm doing well, sir.
So anyway, I'm a South St. Paul resident. I basically lived here off and on my whole life. You can't imagine how much political literature came to my house every day. In fact, I even got to see a deal that showed that I was supposed to vote in a different place than I actually vote at, which I thought was something else.
You got the disingenuous stuff, yeah.
You got to realize something. When I was a kid, I grew up in, if you put a triangle for one block, Tim Pawlenty lived up the hill from me. Karen Housley, who was, that wasn't her name at the time, she lived in within that triangle. Okay? My point is, I guess I wanted to chat about is this, Matt, there is going to be a tremendous amount of outside money here. This, the Karen Housley Senate deal, because she's got a shot at being the nominee, don't you think? Who's coming?
No,
who's going to come and run for that seat?
No one else seems to. I mean, when Jim Neuberger, the racist representative from Becker, is the only Republican willing to take on Amy Klobuchar, you know, Karen Housley, the fact that no other Republican and pretty much everyone else has bowed out, I mean, that's going to be the candidate there. Can I, John,
yeah.
if I can ask you really quick, the literature that you got, was it pretty much overwhelmingly Republican?
No, it was balanced.
It was balanced.
I would say it was balanced, but what I was just stunned one day because I said to my wife, I said, you mean we're going to vote at the historical center? And she looked at me and said, really not Kaposia? And then a couple of days later, I got a different deal from Bingham that said, you're voting at Kaposia Elementary, which is where I vote. I was just surprised this came, that popped in.
Oh, well,
and
no,
there was
I'm not.
A lot of opposition. I'll call it opposition because you and I obviously are Democrats. A lot of opposition mailers, for me. And don't worry, Denny McNamara is a big money guy also out of Hastings.
Oh, yeah, he is. No, and John, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. No, guys, this is the only way Republicans can stop this coming up is to you're going to see the ads that we saw a few years ago where they basically say, you know, I'm not going to vote this year because I'm going to protest everybody. Those ads were put out by Republicans because they're trying to get Democrats to stay home. These ads that you're going to get, it's like your mailing is here. You know, what they do is they purposely do this. The conservatives, Republicans purposely do this and then they'll say when they get caught, oopsie, we made a mistake. No, you didn't. They purposely did it. They purposely do these things. They've done it across the country. They do it in all the races, in national races and local races. The Republicans do this all the time because they want to confuse people when it comes to voting. And they want to disenfranchise a lot of people from voting. Now, as far as John commented about it being 50-50, I actually have heard from two people, one person in Hastings, one person in South St. Paul. They said both of theirs were overwhelmingly Republican. And so, it's kind of one of those things where the Republicans were putting a lot of money into that race because they wanted to win that. And that is not that long ago. You know, like I said, I think Denny McNamara would have easily won that race. And 54 going for the Democrat, Garland, once again, when you look at all the things lined up, everything was in the Republicans' favor. The Democrat had to resign in disgrace. You had a money advantage. You had a popular Republican. You had an off day, a Monday special election. And the Democrats still won. That race, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016. That race any other year would have been an overwhelming Republican victory. Like in Bloomington. Remember when they had the special election down in Bloomington? And the Republican won that. Why? Because Democrats did not show up. What was the difference? The Democrats showed up. And this is why the Republicans are putting out fake addresses on where you're supposed to vote. Secretary of State's page, by the way, will tell you exactly where you need to go vote. Don't trust any mailer. Double check with the Secretary of State or call your local official. They'll tell you. 952-946-6205. If I'm Tim Pawlenty and you look at they threw everything in the kitchen sink, because I would make an argument Denny McNamara to Senate District 54 would be Tim Pawlenty to the state of Minnesota. Okay? Like your SAT test questions there? You know? But, I mean, if I was to put a comparable race, Denny McNamara to Senate District 54 would be the equivalent of Tim Pawlenty to the state. A mixed mash. You've got areas where there are strong Republicans, strong Democrats. You've got a popular name. You'll have an obscene money advantage. And it did not work. But I would be far more bothered by the 23B result. Because I want to just, once again, let's step away from this special election and let's look at the general election. They cannot spend that kind of money in 23B come in November. And I would highly encourage, I hope Melissa Wagner runs again in November and scares the living daylights out of the Republicans, because they can't afford this, as we talked about. They're trying to run races against two senators. They're trying to run a governor's race, all the statewide races, and they're trying to hold their House majority. Plus, they're trying to hold Tom Emmer's seat and Eric Paulson's seat, and they're trying to get Klein's seat again, and they're going to try to pick up 8. They don't have the money to be going out in districts that 4 years ago, no Democrat even dared challenge them in. And guess what happened yesterday with Trump? Johnny Toll Road showed up. Where basically his entire transportation plan is either you incorporate toll roads or your road doesn't get fixed. I want you to think about rural Minnesota, because there's tons of roads out there that desperately need upgrading. Are you willing to put a toll road out so that you have to pay your tractor to get through it? Because that's the only way you're going to get these roads fixed in Trump's America. He's cutting Medicaid, Medicare. That's going to bug you, because I guarantee you there's a lot of elderly people out in rural Minnesota who are all of a sudden like, what? He basically is cutting $1.7 billion, $1 trillion worth of entitlements to give the wealthiest people $1.5 trillion. He is doing all of these things. All of these things are being done. And this stuff is going to keep going and going and going all the way up until Election Day. You're not going to have the money. You're going to have far more baggage with Trump to weigh in on. You have no one else to blame but the Republicans for the mess that you guys are in. If I'm Tim Pawlenty and I look at that 15 points, you say to yourself long and hard, I don't know about this. Could they possibly decide to run? Yeah. And he will energize the Republican base to a point. But the problem is it's not the Republican base. It's the turnout of the Democrats. Because when Democrats turn out, Republicans get their asses handed to them on a platter, okay? And that's the reality of it. This is why that if you are looking at that 23B, what you're seeing is pretty much every Democrat in 23B got up and voted. And if you can't keep your Republican base energized to where another 15% falls by the wayside, all of a sudden that's a toss-up race. And if 23B becomes something of a toss-up race, guess what? There isn't a race safe in the state for the Republican Party. Not a single one. Not even Tom Emmer's seat. So absolutely, absolutely, if you look at this and you say, well, you know, 1-1, I don't know, and we didn't really win 54, that great. You are stop being gloom and doom and look at the numbers. Look at the reality. Look at what actually did happen yesterday. Because if I'm a Republican, I'm immediately calling meetings and saying, okay, how much money do we really want to have thrown down the toilet this election cycle? Because we're going to throw a lot of money down. Neuberger can take on Klobuchar. Housley will give her some appearance money, but that's going to be it. We'll try to win 8 and just tell the 3 congressional dealers they're on their own and then hope and pray that we can possibly win the governor's race. It is, you should feel pretty good. And by the way, there was also a court ruling yesterday we should get to as well to talk about. But overall, I feel pretty great, and I want to congratulate, once again, Melissa Wagner, who did a fantastic job in 23B, bringing that race closer than it's been in a long time, and Carla Bingham, who went out there as a relative unknown, took on the most popular the Republican they could, with a massive money advantage for the Republicans, and she won. And right now, I would say she's probably the best bet to win that seat again. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. David, Jim, and maybe I'll get to Randy. Just leave Randy on hold for a while. I might get to him. Maybe I'll leave it up to McEntee if he takes him. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry, where the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office.
And I'm Rachel Chambliot. Did you know a lot of people are afraid of the dentist? You don't need to be afraid of my dad. He makes going to the dentist comfortable and even fun.
We don't care if you're a dental regular or haven't seen a dentist in years. We just want to make you comfortable and get you out of pain.
If you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Get ready for the 2018 Blue State Ball. Hi there, Matt McNeil encouraging you to join us for a great annual tradition for Democrats and like-minded left-leaning individuals. The Blue State Ball is set for Saturday, March 10th at the same great location we were at last year, the Blaisdell Mansion in Minneapolis. Coming back to the Twin Cities are two of the station's favorites, Tom Hartman and Norman Goldman. We'll begin the evening with a VIP event starting at 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres and drinks, and at 7 p.m. the general admission begins. With it being an election year, we are expecting a ton of special political guests, and as always, Mike McEntee, many of the great weekend hosts, and myself will be there too. Hang out with great Democrats, check out the sponsor table, and enjoy the rousing speeches taking us into the evening. VIP tickets are $100 each and are limited. General admission tickets are $35 each. Go to am950radio.com for ticket information. That's am950radio.com. Saturday, March 10th at the Blaisdell, 2322 Blaisdell Avenue in Minneapolis. It's the 2018 Blue State Ball. We'll see you there.
February is the month of love and resistance. If you're in the mood for love or resistance, Northern Sun has the products that can help. Share the love with a Love Wins t-shirt or a Love Your Neighbor sign. Be part of the resistance with anti-Trump shirts or stickers. Northern Sun's been the voice of love and resistance for almost 40 years. On East Lake Street or online at northernsun.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 28. Tonight, clear with a low around 19. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 40. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high around 30. The Bad Waitress is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. This finer diner vibe in Northeast Minneapolis has a full bar serving craft cocktails and a brand new inventive dinner menu, including bourbon-picked jalapeno corn waffle and much more. The Bad Waitress is located at 700 Central Avenue Northeast. More at thebadwaitress.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. By the way, I should mention, we do have our first politician confirmed for the Blue State Ball. Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, will indeed be there. We're expecting a lot of other politicians. Obviously, when we're looking at March 10th, today is not even the Valentine's Day. We have a lot of them that are kind of looking at their schedule and going to see where they're at. I mean, obviously, someone like Chris Coleman, who we have not mentioned. Chris Coleman did withdraw from the governor's race, leaving four candidates left: Tim Walz, Aaron Murphy, Rebecca Otto, and Tina Liebling. We'll have to see which one of them comes out as far as the DFL candidate to run for governor to replace Mark Dayton. But, we're going to expect to have a lot more politicians there. We'd love to have you out there as well. It's March 10th at the Blaisdell. VIP tickets are just great. If you get a chance, you get to talk to Tom, you get to talk to Norman, you get to talk to McEntee, and I get to bust your table. Isn't that great? I think it's great. Go over to am950radio.com. Get the VIP tickets. That goes 5:30 to 7. General admission from 7 o'clock. Speeches are going to start what time? About 7:30? We're anticipating a lot.
Yeah. Something around there. Quick note on the Blue State Ball for ordering tickets. We changed the way you can order tickets because I know some people were saying that you had to use PayPal, but we switched it now where you can use,
You can use anything?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You can use anything. There you go. You can use anything. Well, not chickens. Randy, no. No.
We let Randy into the Blue State Ball.
Oh, I'd love to have Randy in the Blue State Ball. I think he's terrified. He'd be looking like Steve Bannon in Saudi Arabia. No, but we have plenty of ways for you to pay to get into the Blue State Ball. AM950radio.com, AM950radio.com. Come join us. We'll have a lot of fun. It will be a blast. It always is. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I did want to make sure I mention that we do have an announcement came on out from Kurt Dowd about the Republican winning in 23 be there. This is not the actual announcement he put out. I mean, I saw the actual announcement, the court just great things. I'm glad you're from the district, going to be coming to work for us. I was walking past a garbage can, and in it crumpled up seemed to be the first draft of Kurt Dowd's speech about the winner in 23B. I mean, I could be completely making this up, as a parody, a joke, but it looked legit to me. And here is how it reads. Dear suckers in 23B. Ha 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 ha. He actually wrote that out. It was kind of weird. Ha 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 ha. You sent me another Republican who I've already told has no input whatsoever into the bill. He has to do what I say. I am your representative. Get over it. I am in charge. I am the god. Ha 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 ha. Kurt Dowd. Apparently that was a first draft. He decided to rewrite that later on in something a little more congenial that didn't terrify the neighbors there. Congratulations, Representative Jeremy Munson. No, I go with the first one. I mean, I think it sounded legit to me. I don't know. Could it be real? No one will ever know. Probably not. No, it wasn't real. I made that up. Let's run the call, shall we? David is in San Francisco. He wants to chime on in. Hello, San Fran. How are you doing, David?
Oh, we've got a terrible day out here, Matt. Yeah, it's probably going on 70 degrees, and that means that our snowpack is going to be gone, so better put in a backyard garden. You're going to need it this year. Food prices are going to get a little pricey.
Ooh, sounds great. Hey, do you have an earthquake sweater? Never mind. Okay, David.
What I was leaning on, though, of course, we've had some Amtrak crashes. I heard you talking about the privatizing of all of our infrastructure so that toll roads, all of our roads are going to be sold to some private corporations.
Well, yeah, it's basically the Trump transportation bill. It basically, instead of the 80%, which the federal government had been basically proposing and taking care of the funding of, what they're going to do is only do 20% and basically force local communities to have to basically, the only way private business is going to invest into a private road, a public road system, is if they can put in tolls. And that is the only way. So Trump's plan is basically toll roads for everyone.
Either that, or they'd raise bond issues so high that nobody'd ever be able to survive a bond issue. I come originally from St. Louis, you know, down in Missouri.
Yes.
Right across the river is East St. Louis. And when the whites moved out of East St. Louis, they left it in 40% bond indebtedness. 40%. So there was they couldn't even afford to buy gasoline for the cops or the fire department. Their potholes were a foot deep, and that's the scandal of you know, the management style. But I was actually going to lean on, we got to get rid of Elaine Chao. You know, she's the Secretary of Transportation, and that's Mitch McConnell's wife.
Yeah.
And what's even worse about Elaine Chao, not just in privatization or her failure to even create any safety standards for Amtrak, but that her father is a huge shipping magnate over in China. He owns a number of ships, and one of them was caught about a year or so ago with 90 pounds of cocaine on it down in Brazil. And how can we have security, you know, drug security in America if the Secretary of Transportation, his own father, was caught with 90 pounds of cocaine smuggled into one of his ships?
Well, and David, what one of the things that you bring up with that, and I think that is very important, is you wonder why Mitch McConnell is kind of sucking up to Trump and basically doing what he wants. Well, because basically Trump is bribing him with Elaine Chao as Secretary of Transportation. And my gut feeling is she is – I remember that story of the cocaine on her dad's ship. My gut feeling is, I wonder how stringent the inspections of daddy's boats are getting when they come to American shores. I wonder, because, you know, someone like the Secretary of Transportation probably could limit the amount of inspection going on there. 952-946-6205. Jim is in St. Paul. Welcome on in, Jim.
Thank you, Matt. You know, I listen to this station all the time, and the national programs are getting closer and closer and closer to admitting that the Russians and their election shenanigans are what resulted in the Trump presidency. Now, that man is doing systematic damage to this country that is almost unrepairable.
Well, and Jim,
Jim, can I jump in
really quick? I'm going to jump in because there's one thing I want to add before you continue. Trump's own Department of Homeland Security less than a week ago came on out and stated that the Russians had indeed accessed voter databases prior to the election of 2016, but the Republicans are refusing to investigate exactly the extent of it. We are now knowing that they got in there, but because the Republicans themselves are refusing to look at exactly the extent of their you know interference, we don't know exactly. And this is, we could solve this problem right away if the Republicans said, okay, let's find out exactly how far the Republicans got into our system. But the Republicans we have every intelligence agency, every person, Trump's own people saying, yep, the Russians got into our election system. And the Republicans say, well, nothing to see here. And that's the biggest problem that we've got right now, is that the Republicans themselves are preventing us from finding out the extent of the Russian interference.
And every day, Trump is doing more and more damage in every sector of this country. And honest to God, if there's any Republicans out there with half a brain, if they think about the damage that this man is doing to this country, you'd think they'd be the first ones to be jumping up and saying this is wrong. But they're not doing it.
What was the line from LBJ when he talked about why so many lower and middle class Republicans whites vote Republican? Is that he pointed out that they when you can basically when you can convince poor white voters that the worst of them is still better than any African American, that they basically will let you pick your pocket. As a matter of fact, I think he went on to say even, heck, if you make them feel somewhat superior, they'll give you their money. And that's something LBJ said a long time ago. And that's kind of the Republican mantra, is that they have basically spent their entire time saying, you know, hey, we're going to take all your money from you. We're going to make your roads worse. We're going to make your Medicaid, Medicare worse. We're going to raise your taxes so we can give wealthy people a tax break. And, you know, but just to let you know, you as white guys, guess what? We're still better than anyone else, especially those other races. And the white guys go, yeah, we are. Here, take the money. Speaking of half a brain, Randy is in Coon Rapids. He's been holding. Randy, you think keeping to okay. First of all, you did hear Trump yesterday with his transportation policy of toll roads for everyone, right?
I never heard anything about any toll road.
Well, no, you have to understand basic economics, okay? The federal government basically funds projects about an 80-20 ratio right now. Federal government pays set up 80, and the local authorities, states, whatever, they pay 20. What he wants to do is flip those numbers and leave it on the states to basically get that money. Well, either the bonding issues are going to have to go through the roof, which they can't. That feasibly can't happen. That's just too much money to raise through bonds. It would bankrupt every town in this country. The only other option you have is for a private company to come on in and help pay that kind of money on that road. The payoff is going to have to be a toll lane. That's the only other option. And so when, you know, you live in Coon Rapids, so what, US 10, University Avenue, anytime those roads, it's going to be like video poker machines. Anytime there needs to raise some money, they throw a few of those around. Now, every time that they need to upgrade a road, guess what? They're going to throw a few toll lanes on the front end and back end of it. So it's going to cost you $20 just to drive anywhere in town.
Well, I'm not really buying it, Matt, but I do want to thank you for
Randy, it's not about buying it. That's actually what Trump said. So you basically, what you just said is this: I don't even care what Trump says. It's the dream world of Trump that I'm going to believe over what Trump actually has done. That's what you just said.
What I'm saying is, so far what I've seen Trump do, as Jim would say, wrecking America, I love it. I hope he continues to wreck it tenfold from what he's doing now. Because I think he's doing a great job, and everybody is doing a great job of wrecking it. They love what he's doing.
He is doing a great job of wrecking America. Hey, I got a funny one.
Randy, I got a funny one for you.
Let me give you this one here, because I'm sure you've not heard any of this stuff. Forget about all the stuff about Trump and Russia with the election. There are three things that have happened in the last 2 weeks that I got to make sure you're aware of. First of all, we had yet another Russian spy ship anchored off the American coast. Did you know about that?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
That's about the seventh one of these Russian spy ships that's just coming up to it's in international waters, but it's right off our waters, anchoring and then just basically sitting there for a while, spying on us and floating away. Trump refuses. The Navy has asked, do you want us to confront them? The White House has told the Navy, don't go and bother those guys. Okay. Second of all, you're gonna love this. This is really, really good. You're gonna love this. Vladimir Putin went talked to the head of Palestine. Did you hear about this? Vladimir Putin goes to talk to the Palestinian leader, and he tells the Palestinian leader, "Don't worry, Donald Trump told me to come talk to you. I'm talking on his behalf." So quite literally, Trump is leading from behind. He's letting Vladimir Putin lead the international discussions on things. Vlad Putin is. And he himself is not getting involved. He's basically allowing a foreign country's president to negotiate on behalf of the United States. You hear about that one?
Just from you.
Turn off Fox News. Actually, there's a link on my Twitter feed to that story. But here is the boondoggle. Because you say Russia's great, right? Did you know that the Americans and the Russians had a firefight in Syria? Did you know about that?
I heard something about F-16 being shot down, but I didn't.
Who
shot it down?
I think that might have been the Israelis. That might have been the Israelis F-16. Okay, so what happened is this. Now, once again, you understand how Russia operates, right? Russia goes up to Ukraine and these guys, and they say that's not really our troops when it really is their troops. It is their troops, but what they do is they try to make it seem like they're mercenaries. Well, the United States is fighting alongside anti-Assad troops in Syria. They're also fighting against ISIS in Syria. The Russians are fighting on behalf of Syria. They're fighting on with the Syrian troops. Well, apparently American forces came under attack from Russians. And good news for you, the United States lit their butts up. We absolutely kicked their cabooses. The estimates are somewhere around 100 or so dead Russians because they attacked us. But it clearly was the Russians. And even their excuse of, oh, this is mercenaries. Well, the mercenary group is run by a Russian general. The Russian general is being ordered by the Kremlin. So these are Russian troops. But the Russian troops attacked Americans. We lit them up. We know we killed at least somewhere around 100 of these guys. And we did it pretty convincingly. So that's the good news. But Russia attacked our troops. The Russians attacked the Americans, and they knew this. The Americans kept saying, why are you guys shooting at us? They kept saying, we're not shooting at you. And that's when the American military said, okay, fine, let's just open up a can and whoop ass. And they went down there and they lit them up. And basically, they took care of business. But the Russians, your buddy, your pal, Vlad Putin, the guy you think is great, yes, you do. I was on the show and you said it. The Russians are our friends. Is that a bad thing? Yes, they attacked American troops. They are basically, Trump is betrothed into Putin. He's actually introducing himself as his wife across other countries. And their spy ships are anchored off our coast and our Navy can't go and intercept them because the White House is ordering us to stay away from them. You want to keep thinking. You want to.
You remember?
You want to keep thinking this is normal. This is not normal.
You remember a while ago, we had some Russian planes that were coming up by the Alaska coast. They were buzzing some of our ships. They were buzzing some of our planes and stuff. That's probably good at that point that I wasn't president because I don't have the patience.
Actually, Randy, when are you talking? Randy, stop.
That's
stop. Randy,
and we're
Randy,
shoot you down.
Randy, what are you talking about? They've been doing that again. They just did that, what was it, 3 or 4 days ago?
Know.
No, they just did it three,
like
four.
That.
Well, then why are these guys your buddies? You're the one that's defending
not,
the Russians.
I don't like that.
Then stop defending the Russians and demand some answers because it sure as hell seems as if the Russians have taken over Trump. That's on you, Randy. But as you keep sitting there talking about he's ruining America and that's great, for God's sakes, pull your head out of your ass, Randy. By the way, did you mention that the YouTube feed of the last beatdown I gave to Randy? That's up to, what, 75 hits? Nice. YouTube page. Look for it under AM 950 Radio. Rich, Matt, I'll get your calls after the break. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
This is Pat with PJW Automotive in New Brighton. I've been in business long enough to know that if you want to stand out, you better be the best. That's why I've assembled a top-notch team of automotive specialists who do the job right the first time. Bringing your car or truck to PJW Automotive is an investment in the future of your vehicle. Try us once and you'll see it's worth the drive to PJW Automotive. One exit north of 694 on 35W and online at pjwauto.com.
Tom Hartman here letting you know that better energy is finally affordable. With All Energy Solar, Minnesota's number one local home solar provider, you can go solar with little or no money down. Qualified property owners could even see a return on investment in less than 1 year. Xcel Energy's Solar Rewards Incentive Program is available first come, first serve, and federal tax credits are available for a very limited time. Schedule your free solar assessment today. Visit allenergysolar.com. That's allenergysolar.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil, and it's one of my favorite times of the year. It's SUV month at Rudy Luther Toyota. The Highlander is an amazing vehicle. Features an available direct-injected 3.5-liter V6 engine, a bold look, space for up to 8.5 USB ports, and tons of cargo space. Rudy Luther Toyota currently has 140 2018 Highlanders in stock with financing as low as 0.9% for 60 months, plus the great Rudy Luther service I love. Stop by for SUV month at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Home ownership is one of the biggest financial commitments most people ever make, so why not keep informed? Tune in each week to the House Geeks Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Sundays starting at noon. Kirk Duckwall and Chad Vandelot, the House Geeks, will keep you up to date on Twin Cities market trends, tips for buying and selling, the newest technology, and much more. You can also catch them online anytime at housegeeks.com.
I'll tell you what. If Randy in Coon Rapids wants to go to the Blue State Ball, I will pay for his ticket myself. And I guarantee you, Randy, no one will attack you. They might have words with you, but no one's going to attack you. I will pay for Randy's ticket. If Randy in Coon Rapids, if he calls back, tell Randy, I will bring you. Because you know what? The biggest thing, just those three stories alone show you, he had no idea about any of those. He's got to stop watching the news that's trying to convince him that Trump is great as he destroys the world. And he has to start watching actual real news. But my God, I mean, just if you look at Russia, they attacked American troops. We kicked their butts, but they attacked American troops. At that point, you would say to yourself, okay, I want to know exactly what these people have been up to. Because what they seem to be doing is a two-front process, traditional warfare and this social media, behind-the-scenes computer hacking warfare. And frankly, I'm at the point where I think we got a few of these missiles lying around. We find out where their computer hacker center is in Russia, and we light that place up. We light that place up. So let the computer hackers that are working for Russia know, guess what? We know what you're up to. And I would kind of like to see Julian Assange dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy personally, but Trump would let him go. Trump would let him go. Programming brought to you by eatlocalminnesota.com. Bad Waitress is the restaurant of the week. Try their breakfast over there. It's fantastic. The two locations on Nicollet and 700 Central Avenue. Rich is in Lakeville. Welcome on in, Rich. Let's get your call in.
Hi, Matt. Nice to talk to you. Just two points I'd like to make. First off, why don't they just pin Trump back, which I know is pretty tough to do, on this wall stuff. He keeps saying, you know, the Mexicans were going to build a wall. Why do we even have to fund any money for it? Why don't they keep just running those tapes of him saying that to his crowd? Secondly, the other thing I'd like to mention is I'm all in favor of Trump having a parade for himself. I mean, he is basically Comrade Trump, but they could do it with court jesters and donkeys and, you know,
there's a float. Here's what I want you to do, Rich. I want you to go to my Twitter feed, Matt McNeil Show. In Germany, there's a float that they have out there for a parade they did. That should be the first float in the Trump parade. It absolutely should. I can't even tell you what's going on there. Let's just put it this way. But go see the float yourself, and that should be the one that leads the parade. No, my gut feeling is the Russians have compromised the Republicans, probably some Democrats too, because of our freewheeling money system in politics. They have probably made donations to them and have probably informed them, you knowingly took money from the Russians. We will expose you unless you do what we tell you to. That would be my call on when you look at these Republicans that are backing him up. Matt is in Eagan. He wanted to chime in on Randy. Welcome on in, Matt.
Right. Well, Randy, hey, Matt. Randy lists all the news stories that you talked about that he, well, I didn't know about that. Well, I didn't until you. So why don't you investigate, Randy? Why don't, if you're serious about the news, why don't you look at more than one news source? Here's two good ones for you, Randy. Just today, Congress talked to the FBI, the head of the FBI, the head of the CIA, the head of the Secret Service. President
NIS.
Trump has not asked for any investigation into this Russian hacking. Wouldn't any president, if we were attacked this way, want to get to the bottom of it unless he was guilty? And number two.
Really quick, Matt.
Yeah. President Obama had regulations so restaurants could not steal tips.
All right, and Matt, I gotta get into you because that's getting off on a tangent. Here's what I will say: is I've actually researched. I can't find another case in American history where there's this much evidence another country interfered with us on an espionage and treasonous level as this, and the president turned their blind eye to it. That's the reality. I got people saying, "Don't invite Randy to the Blue State Ball." I will. It would be a hoot. Mike's up next. Till tomorrow. See ya.